Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on January 10th, 2018. And this is Live Talk with Diaspora Forum. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about South Africa's move to deal with the expired Zimbabwe special permits.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 o'clock.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voandebele.com.
Thanks for joining us once again. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And this evening on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about expired Zimbabwe special permits in South Africa.
South Africa's Minister of Home Affairs has directed banks, employers and other stakeholders to continue working with holders of Zimbabwe special permits which expired last month.
Some of these entities have stopped working with holders of expired special permits, citing strict immigration regulations in South Africa.
Hundreds of Zimbabweans under the Zimbabwe Special Permit Program, currently known as the Zimbabwe Exemption Permit Scheme, were no longer accessing bank accounts and failing to extend their employment contracts.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. And please note that we are live streaming on our three pages, that is Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona.
Hongundoda.
Kunjalo mfowethu.
Hangi apila.
Iye, nyakubona sulu
pila.
2018. 1-8, koki makelo.
Ah.
Sangela, sangela.
Sekutamba.
Ajo pila. Ya kunjalo mfowethu.
Anzi na machesu, jo haka yambuka, akabata venti. Ah. Achipinda muna 2018.
Kunjalo kecho.
Kunzima.
Kunzima, sibe yamoza, sibe yitamba.
Yes, hongu wadio watiriri ni watariri. Nasi mchirongwa chedu, che Live Talk Diaspora Forum. Tirikutarisa pamusoro peurongwa webazi rezvemukati menyika muSouth Africa reHome Affairs Department wekuti vemabhanga pamwe nevashandirwe nemamwe mapoka ose ane chekuita nenyaya yemagwaro ezvisara zveZimbabwe zveZimbabwe Exemption Permit vange vachibatsira vana veZimbabwe pese panokodzera kuti vabatsirwe sezvo vakamirira magwaro avo avari kugadzirirwa. Tinoziva kuti magwara vaishandisa ema special permits aka expire kana kuti akaguma kushanda musi wa 31 December 2017. Zvakuita kuti vemabhanga vashandirwi vemuzvikoro nevamwe vakadaro vange vachiramba kubatsira vana veZimbabwe vari pasi peurongwa ihwohwo, asi hurumende iri kuti aiwa wese ane magwara anoratidza kuti akanyorera akamirira mhinduro kubva kuZimbabwe Exemption Permit, mubatsirei. Ndo nyaya yatiri kukurukura. Tinzwe kuti pane vari kusangana nematambudziko iwayo here, matambudziko iwayo ari kuzobatwa sei mushure mekunge hurumende yaisa chiziviso ichochi. Gibbs.
Kunjalo ke uJonga uyaibeka ke indaba yetu emphakathini lapha kuti lamhla sikhuluma khonoko kukhulunywe luhlangothi lweSouth Africa olubona ngezindaba zekhaya. Lukhulume ke lusithi sokumele ukuthi amabhanga kuzobuya ke labakhathi ukuthi baqoqisane njalo basebenzelane lalabo abalama permit okuthiwa ngama Zimbabwe special permits. So ke ama permits lawa kanya aphele ukusebenza enyanga ephelileyo mhla ka 31 December. So ke abanye kade bangasenelisi ukuthi bavule ama accounts abo emabhanga bathole izimali zabo. Kuzobuya ke abanye bese besehluleka lokuthi balungise lokho ke okuthiwa ngama work permits. So bese ngani kuyahlupha sibili kakhulu. So, sifisa ukuthi lingene kuhlelo kolwa manje, sixoxeni. Libeke le nombolo zenu phela ku VOA ndevele katesko lapo kuti silifonele. Linga futi la ku VOA Shona lipose la manombolo enu la ku VOA Studio 7 kuma Facebook pages. Linga faki nombolo zenu kunapo silifonele. Linga kutla futi le nombolo zetu 001-202-619-2077.
Ongu Gibbs, tina wa tino mambeu, wanashanda ni Zimbabwe Exiles Forum, ndi coordinator kusanga ni iroro ni Zimbabwe Exiles Forum. Isanga nurunozikanwa, rikubatira zhukuru, wanawe Zimbabwe wa South Africa, nenyadze mapepa, ne shimwe zvakadaro. Wa mambeu, toko gamchira ipachirongwa.
Tino kwa saita, tenda nekutikin gamchirongwa.
Aiwa, tino fara zhukuru. Vamambeu mungatudza kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei kubva paziviswa nebazi rezvemukati menyika reSouth Africa nezveurongwa hwekuti mabhanga, vashandirwi, zvikoro nemamwe mapoka vange vachitambira nyaya dzevana veZimbabwe vakamirira magwaro eZimbabwe Exemption Permit.
Chokutanga regai timbotidzokere kumashure chomanana. Takabva kuurongwa documentation for Zimbabwe project ndopekuti yatakapiwa mukati menyika yeSouth Africa yekutanga muma 2010. Permit iyo yakanga ichipera muma 2014. Saka mushure mekuti yava kunopera saizvozvo, Home Affairs yakaita chizivisho nokuti yakanga isina kunge yapedza, yanga ine backlog, yakanga isati yapedza kubatsira vanhu. Ndobva mapermits aita technically expire sezvaitika iko zvinezvi. Saka vakatizivisa zvemunguva iyoyo kuti kune vanofamba vane proof of application kuti maapply for renewal. Vakapazve message kumabank kuti mabank arambe achipa masevisi avagara vachingopa. But zvichinei panozongoitawo apo nepapo pamabank anenge achiva toti kudii muchirungu kuda vanenge vachiva overzealous. Vozoita sekunge vanoda kuramba kubatsira macustomer awards anenge achishandisa mapemiti akaita seiwayo. Saka tasvikazve panguva ino futi nenyaya yekuti kuaplaiwa kwamapemiti nekurizolviwa kwawo hakusati kwapera, iwo mapemiti ava technically finished. Vabva vanyorerazve gore rakapfuura irori vakazivisawo mabhenki nemaemployers vakaita chiziviso chakadzara nzvimbo dzese zvakawanda zvikuru. Vachitaura nhau yekuti varambe vashandi varambe vachikwanisa kubhenga mari dzavo vemabhizinesi chaizvozvo vachikwanisa kuti vasava nematambudziko. Saka zvinhu zvakatojaira matauriro andingaita tinozviziva zvinoitika. Saka vaipa maadvise yekuti kana uchingo aplaya unozofamba nereceipt raunopiwa kumaofisi okuaplaya runoratidza kuti chokwadi chokwadi wakaaplaya magwaro aya. Then kana uchinge uchienda kumusha futi vaikurudzira kuti unofamba wakatakura receipt guya kana wasvika paborder kana kuti panhandare yendege yekupinda mukati menyika yeSouth Africa unobva wabudisa receipt guya vokupa mazuva. Sezvinoiwo neniwo ndandiri kumusha pamazororo ipapa ndikadzoka museri ma31 December kureva ndakadzoka gore rinoizi. Handina dambudziko randakaita paborder kunyange zvazvo ndanga ndisina receipt guya. Vakakwanisa kundipa mwedzi inoita mina, zvinoreva kuti mazuva avakandipa anozonopera muna April. Saka mukupera kwavo muna April ndava kuvabvunza vakati tinokupai mazuva akawanda kuti mugone kuwana mwaka wekuti kana mamusati maaplaya nekuzomirira response zvese zvikwanise kuitika pamazuva yawasara. Saka ndinoona chiri chinhu chakanaka chakaitwa nehurumende yemuno South Africa yekuzivisa vamabhanga nekuzivisa vashambiri nekuzivisa vanozviitirawo mabasa avo emaoko kuti aiwa sunungukai varatidzei chete humbowo. Asizve tinoti kana kukavawo nevamwe vashandiri vangada kugutsikana kana kuti vangava nekusagutsikana nekutaurika ikoko, tinenge tichikurudzira kuti vana veZimbabwe vatibatewo pamaofisi pedu tigone kuona kuti ngabatsirana sei, tivazivise mune zvakazara. Asi hapafaniri pakuva zvapo pane matambudziko akaita seiwayo.
Asi vazhinji vangu vachimbosangana here nematambudziko hurumende isati yazivisa matanho iyoya? Nokuti tainzwawo vamwe vachichema kuti mari chaidzo vanga vasakwanisa kuzvitora kumabhanga kubva musi wa31 December.
Kungoti zvinogona kusiyana mushure nekunge pataura kuti mapemiti acharwiwa muna September last year. Takazoti fambe fambe hurumende ndofunga ndiri November here ndobva yaita notice yekuti vana veZimbabwe vari pachikamu ichi vangabatwa sei. Zvakataurwa muna November I think if I'm not mistaken last year. Inio ndakabva ndawanawo message yakabva kubhengi rangu ichitaura kuti kana vava kuda magwaro ekuratidza kuti ndakamira sei vachandizivisa. Asi handisati ndasangana nedambudziko in my personal capacity nevandinoshandawo navo vane mamiriro akaita sei angu iwaya nevamwe vana veZimbabwe vangati ivo vanyimwa mari kubhengi kana kuti vatadza kupinda mubhengi kuti vaite matransactions nechikonzero ichocho. Asi kana vachienda kubhengi hurudziro yakaitwa nehurumende ndeyekuti ngavaende vakatakura receipt inoratidza kuti vakaapplya mapepa manyuwani ari kuuyayo.
Ah, Gibbs. Maybe you can give our English speaking audience another bite.
Okay, thank you very much to those that speak English. I'm only trying to explain the circumstances around the Zimbabwe exemption permit. I have pointed out that in 2014, we had a similar scenario where applications could not be finalized before the expiry of the permit. And once again, we find ourselves in the same scenario. Our permit has expired, but the process is not yet complete. Now, the government, I think as early as November last year, issued a notice regarding the process and said to banks and employers alike, they should not treat Zimbabweans as unwanted persons until further notice, due to the fact that a process of renewing had been opened. And I also spoke of my personal experience in terms of what happened when I came in from Zimbabwe after the expiry of my permit. I did not have any hassles at the border. Neither did I meet any hassles at the bank. I think that it is quite important, as said by the Home Affairs, that we should always go with the proof of application when we approach the bank and when we approach our employees. And if employees do not want to understand that, I think they can verify that information with the Home Affairs, or they can get in touch with organizations that speak on behalf of Zimbabwean exiles who are using that particular documentation.
Thank you so much, Mr. Tino Mambeu. He belongs to an organization called the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum. He's based in Johannesburg. Now I think we've got a caller, Chonga, and that is Mr. Makaya. Ba Makaya, what's your name? Akucho wena uthi udaba lolu ulubona njani?
Ya lami ngingafektile izolo ngingangena kwenye supermarket ngizama ukuthenga ukudla ikhadi lami la decline. So ngagcina siyangcono ngiphumele phandle kwe ATM ngicheck ibalance ngathi ukuthi ibalance i-right khona. Ngathi ngiyakhipha khona phana kwe ATM laphinda la decline njalo. Kodwa entambama ngafonela omunye indoda engingazi ukuthi ule ibhenka lapho emibhenka khona plus ule permit njengami wathi hayi la kumyenzile waze wangena phakathi kwebhenki bathi wona abuyelele le receipt yona leyana esisubmite ngayo le passport akhulume la uthe sebemlungiselela sekwanisa ukuthatha ukhiphe imali yakhe. Kodwa mina ngokwami bengakakwenzi ibhenki lamali kho lapho proper esebenzela khona.
So ke ubona ngazani bekusezwa yikhona ukuthi i-permit si-expire?
Ya, yikwathi kusenza ngokuthi lo ongene phakathi ukuthi bamchasele bathi vele i-system zabo sezama mhla ka-30 or 31 December. So anything ngapha kuka-January kathi bengasa-process ama-bank account.
Kodwa abazange balitshele kungakapheli isikhathi sama-permits lawa ukuthi kuyayenzakala khonokho?
Mina azange ngikuzwe. azangizwe message ne even kana message zangu azangu athole ku efoni yami.
So ipermit yakho kumele ihambe njani kathesi?
Anto sisubmitile, so sinile ukuthi bazasibiza or so nxa sebawaprovile sewathatha. But by okwakathesi lokho njengabantu abanganamaphemisi ngokuthi asiphathanga nto silunga ama-slip loko esisubmite ngako ubhenki.
So ama-slips ona la amabhenki abawasebenzisa?
Lo engikhulume layo uthena ungahamba layo ebhenki islip les le-passport yakho. Bafika ngokuthi uthena balungisile kuyo senelisa ukudithrowa imali. Ngibona ngani ngakuliciniso akabhenkela khona kuthi ama-slip layo kuyase, but ngabe bahle vele ba-release i-system le kusebenzele kuhle ukuthi bakwazi ukusubmitile, maybe abakwazi lo nalo angabe yenze njani asazi khonapho.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu baba Magaya, silethemba lokuthi kuza kulungela kakhulu. Ibizo uthembani?
Mina ngumagaya baba.
O isibongo ke?
Igama lami ngupaulos, ngumagaya isibongo.
Abone ke Paulos, sibongile kakhulu baba.
Okay, ngiyabonga.
Thank you so much. That is Mr. Paulos Magaya. He says he has been affected as well by this problem to do with banks. So he says when he went to the supermarket, a local supermarket, he actually failed to buy some groceries because his card didn't work. And then he went outside to check a bank, an ATM, where he wanted to withdraw some money. The same happened, so he got some kind of rejection there. Then he discussed the issue with his friend, who is also facing the same predicament. And then he was told that this can be rectified if he engages the bank. So his friend went to the bank and had his problem resolved. So he says right now he's still in the process of getting a Zimbabwe exemption permit. Okay. So I think maybe these things will come right.
That's and then
I'm
true.
I'm told that we're joined by Mr. Ngabuto Mapena. He's the chairperson of the Zimbabweans in South Africa. That is an organization based there. Mr. Mapena, good evening.
Evening. How are you? Compliments of the new season and compliments to all Studio 7 listeners.
Thank you so much. Chonga, you can go.
Mr. Mapena, maybe you can start by updating us on the status of the Zimbabwe exemption permits. We have been receiving reports that some are now failing to access their bank accounts. Some employment contracts are being terminated, and some are failing to enroll in schools and colleges because of the expired Zimbabwe special permits. Now that they are waiting for the Zimbabwe exemption permits, may you update us on the status?
Maybe let's start here. When a foreigner applies or is issued with a permit, whether it's a work or study permit, when they open a bank account, say a five-year permit, upon the expiry permit, the law requires that the bank account ceases to exist upon the expiry of that permit, pending the renewal of that permit. The challenge with the Zimbabwe exemption permit or the previous holders of the Zimbabwe special permit is that you are dealing with a huge number where their permits expire simultaneously, which then affects a lot of people. So what we then did is that we engaged the Department of Home Affairs when were these challenges, because we did anticipate that upon the expiry of these permits on the 31st of December 2017, banks will close down these accounts. The Department of Home Affairs then wrote a letter to all banks and employers on the 12th of December. It is the letter that a number of people have been taken to their employers or to the banks to advise them that government is in the process of renewing these permits and they should allow these individual or applicants a grace period. Some banks have agreed that they will only close down the banks end of February. Some branches are yet to receive a formal communication from their head office, because the government will only communicate to the head office. It will not go to individual branches. But like the other caller was saying, a number of people that have been contacting us, there's been we've been advising them to carry that letter to print it and go to the banks. Some of them have had their banks reopened, their accounts reopened. They are now accessing their monies. In respect to the study permits, in Gauteng province, we have written to the MEC for education to allow or to waiver the requirements for a permit, for a study permit for kids whose parents are applying for the ZEP so that they should not be turned away. We are waiting for his response on that.
Thank you.
We seek to be talking to other professional MECs in other provinces so that in government schools, the kids should not be turned away on the basis that they can have permits.
Thank you, Mr. Mabena. Please, sir, just do stay on the line. We have a caller who has been holding. We'll come back to you. Just stay on the line. Vamoyo Magadi.
Masura say regai chichi masura say ukoko. Ni akana kwa muri Zimbabwe yose. Shavando wana Zimbabwe. Wonge happy new year 2018. Tuti na maroka pinzo koko kuta angam goreri no. Sezo zo.
Siabonga kapul.
Kwa wazi toko za kuru kwa mbala. Regai pini panyanga.
Pinda panyanga mwa manguru ani malanguji. Ese ndaona uta munoru. Wereketa jese. Thank you so much, siyabonga kakhulu, Mr. Moyo.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru dai murenga karambani makakuropafadza ipa zvezviza murikita.
Aiwa nemina mato yamunotipa tinotarisira kuti tinoenda mberi.
Aiwa zvakanaka ikira kukurudzira murenga dai akabatsira nyika yedu saizvozvo.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, you heard what Mr. Moyo said?
Yes.
He said that as long as you produce a proof of payment,
yes,
that you are waiting for the Zimbabwe exemption permit, everything flows smoothly. Even at the border, they were given 4 months upon the production of that receipt that shows that they are waiting for their Zimbabwe exemption permit, including their kid. So I think as soon as you produce, things start flowing.
Mm.
But if you are stingy with your receipt, like what you do,
you can't get it.
No entry.
So now let's go back to Mr. Tino Mambeu. So apparently, Mr. Tino Mambeu, we see that there are these problems. But in the long run, do you see this problem going away?
Saka vanenge vachida kuti vave netsamba yambotaurwa navo mabhena vozova nemapepa anoshanda pakuapplya avanoprintirwa out ayaya anoratidza kuti vabhadhara mari kubhenki kana kuti vabhadhara mari kuvhaya internet zveonline banking zvimwe zviya zviya. Saka ndinoona zvangu riri dambudziko rokuti kana vanhu vakateerera zviri kudiwa vakasubmita mapepa sekudiwa kwaanoita harisi dambudziko. Saka zvazvinoratidza mukutaura kuri kuitawo vateereri zvinoratidza kuti mabhenki edu anoshanda nenzira dzakasiyana-siyana. Vamwewo ndivo vanokurumidza kuvhara, vamwewo ndivo vanosendera vamwe mameseji kuti maakaunti enyu anogona kukanganisika, huyai nezvamunazvo. Asi inini bhengi rangu harina kundisendera meseji rekuti ndiuye nechinhu. Rakangoti tichazokuzivisai kana tichinge tava kudawo mapepa kubva kwamuri, tine infomesheni yatakawana kubva kuhome affairs. Saka handina kuafektika nenzira yanga ichitsanangurwa nevateereri vabva musau.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mambeu, and stay on the line. Kunjalo vwetu.
Ngiyaphila. Do you have any caller?
Mbona ngazani ewe caller katesi ungazani bese la kodwa ucingo soluthelele. Singazi ukuthi singaya kumnumzana uMabena.
Yeah, uMabena. Mr. Mabena, I am sorry I cut you short when you were trying to explain, but maybe you can continue from there.
Well, what I was saying is that we have written to the MEC for health education in Gauteng in respect to those kids that will be registering for grade 1 and other grades who do not have permits. We'll be seeking to engage other MECs, but it is a challenge to engage private schools because our request is that if they could allow the parents, allow kids to register, so that the parents will receive their ZEP, then apply for the study permits for their kids. And then in respect to employers, the same letter which we referred to, which was written on the 12th of December, is the one that we've been circulating around to employers where we've had people having challenges with their employers. But we've been having challenges with the city of Cape Town. Some employers from Zimbabwe are working for the city of Cape Town. They seem not to want to accept the management in the city of Cape Town to accept that letter, which was written by the Department of Home Affairs, insisting that the permit must be renewed. So in other companies, yes, we do have those challenges like the city of Cape Town, but other employers do understand that it is a government project. Therefore, they are on the safe side, because what worries employers is that if an inspection is carried out and the employer is found to have employed the people who do not have legal documents within the country, the company faces some challenges with the department. So once that letter is produced, the employer does extend the contract pending the outcome of the payment.
So we've got some people that are actually following us on Facebook, That is VOA Studio 7. And we are sorry that VOA Ndebele and VOA Shona are currently down. So hopefully this problem is going to be rectified. But those that are following us, as Pure Zulu says, I'm enjoying the show and I'm listening from Bulawayo in Zimbabwe. And then we've got Terera Chitonga, who says, I have a friend of mine whose account was closed by APSA. That is the South African Bank. Yes. So she says, or he says, it was due to an expired permit. And there's a lot of money in that account. And then we've got an Arab Fraser Chicks, who says, I'm watching you guys all the way from Johannesburg in South Africa. Then we've got Maxwell Kumbo in Pipebridge. Mnodawa from Chamwa in Chegutu, Zimbabwe. How's Chegutu? I think they're busy cultivating some cotton there, right?
In Chegutu.
Or in maize.
Yeah, cotton, tobacco, maize. Yes.
And then we've got Motusi Teddy Gems, who says, I'm listening from Haberon, Botswana. Then Achis Mango says, I'm in Durban, guys. Mm-hmm. I love your show. Then we've got Chikweshe Richard, who says, I'm in Mondoro, Mbaiwa.
Mbaira.
Is it Mbaira or Mbaiwa?
Mbaira.
Mbaira, yeah?
Yeah.
You know,
Mondoro, Mbaira.
Mbaira.
Yeah. Kare. Ndaimbo kuenda ikoko. Kwaiwe kuchingori nemhondoro imwe chete. Iyezvo zvikwane mhondoro ngezi, mhondoro mubaira, mhondoro chii hamena hadza aizaziva manje.
Then we've got Tapio Chirume who says I'm in Pinga, and then we've got Rosere Farai who says I'm in Botswana kanye. And then Pamela Kumalo says salibonani. Unjani kuna ngapo ke Pamela? Usegoli yini akusitshela ukuthi inkinga obhekana nayo khona ngapo.
Aiwa pakanaka vakusemwa inda. Muri kufona muri kupi?
Marondera.
Mashonaland East dunhu randinobva iro. Taurai tinzwa hatina kuitira na favor. Aiwa tazombosangana pachirongwa. Vangazoti ndakuitira in favor. Zvakanaka chaizvo kune mvuri unotonhorera even usiri pasi pemvuri unenge uchingotonhorerwa. Tipei pfungwa dzenyu.
Kuti mazevere mazezuru. Kurayana kwatinoita ndinozwa kuti pane nyaya iri kunetsa yeguku rahombe ndobva ndafunga kudzokera kumashure varungu vasati vauya ine hondo yainzii muripo.
Yes, tiripo. Taurai tinzwa.
Okay, yainzi yemadzviti. Madzviti vanhu vakauya pakauya madhevere vachipinda muno vakasvika vachipa upfumi hwese vachiuraya mazizuru.
But manje
vakanaka
vakusemwa inda. Ndaidawo kubatsira iwe kuti manje maakudivheta nyaya. Vakusemwa, ndandichidawo kukumbirai kuti manje maakudhaivheta nyaya nekuti tichazozotsvaga research yekuti tikurukure nyaya yamurida kuintrodusa. Nhasi tatakangonangana nenyaya yemapepa ekuZimbabwe, ekusouth Africa. Aiwa, tinokubatai inyaya tichakurukura. Gibbs is saying his is a different issue from the Zimbabwe exemption permits. He is talking of the Gukurahundi issues and he was trying to get back from the white settler era. I don't know how long he was going to take to explain until today.
Oh, yes.
Yes, but yes. Now we may end up diverting the whole.
Certainly, yes. And if you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about South Africa's move to deal with the expired Zimbabwe special permits.
Mm-hmm.
So as it is right now, it seems as if some people are not accessing their monies in banks, and employers are not extending some permits. So this is a very serious problem.
I have two guys here who wrote pa Facebook page. Pedu Yeshona, viewer Yeshona. Webutanga mkoma Luke Patrick Bernard Bimo. Anzi tinofara nekupururudza uye tinozvikudza zvikuru nekuti vana veZimbabwe vakawanda ndokwavari saka ikodzero yavo kuti vabatsirwe nehurumende nekuda kwechimiro chenyika yedu vanhu vari kunonga masvosve nemuromo vakadzoswa kutambura kunonyanya chimwe chinoitika vakadzoswa mabasa akawanda anomira ndofunga kuti anomira muSouth Africa nekuti vanhu vekumusha vanoziva mabasa akawanda ndimukoma Luke Patrick Bernard Bimo havana kutaura kuti vari kupi Koya mkoma Richard Moyo, anzi, aleluya, tinotenda nenyaya iyi nekuti gore rapera, amwe mabhanga, anga kuchitumira vanhu, message, achiti, permit iri kupera, vachiti uya, nechinoratidza kuti wakaita here, ndofunga kurinyuwa mapermit, vokugadzirira. Vabva vatipa namba dzavo kuti tingavafonere, totarisira kuti tichavafonera, ndimukoma Richard Moyo avo. Varotaura kuti mabank, anga kuti bring proof of renewal of status, then they process or they open your account. That is if it was frozen and all that. So it's the same issue that all these other callers and our guests are talking about.
Yeah, Baba Mabena uzwile bakhona abantu bathi manje sebebanjwe ludaba lolu kakhulu. So nxa ukuthi ke isitikitana sakho sesiphela isikhathi njalo ibhanga selivale le account yakho kumele wenzeni?
Umuntu kumele ahambe ebhanga le receipt le abanika yona applyer on aba eseya submitter VFS ahambe la ebhanga njalo futhi kule ncwadi ekhona ngibonile nje kuma WhatsApp group amaningi iyasekuleta leyo ncwadi umuntu ayiprint ahambe layo nxa kuyikuthi umuntu akakahambi kuya submitter VFS kumele athathe iappointment form le aseyitholile nxa lapho eqeda ukubhadala uyaprint out i-form leyana ahambe layo ebank bayamvulela i-bank account yakhe. Udubo-ke olunye ngasazangeni lutho esilalo sokulabantu ngoba ama-permit aseqalile ukuphuma ikakhulu labo abahambise amaphepha ekuqaliseni kuka-Okthoba bakhona asebe-rejectwa ama-permit abo ngesizathu sokuthi kuthiwa ama-fingerprint abo awekho right kumbe a-negative. Umuntu owayelecala kumbe licala lokuthi umuntu betshayela ephuzile kumbe watshontsha kumbe kuthiwa watshontsha kumbe wenzani ngama-fingerprint akho e-negative sebe bayachitha abantu ukuthi abo banike ama-permit. Siyakhumbula ukuthi ngo-2014 zaba lohlupho lololu abantu ababelama-fingerprint a-negative banxithwa ama-permit bahamba saya cela kakhulu kuhulumende ukuthi ba-waive lokho esasikubona thina ukuthi ngama-minor criminals into ezifana labo drinking and driving labo-assault babadedela babanika-ke ama-permit khathesi futhi babancitha ama-permit ngoba abantu esibatholayo abanye ama-fingerprints abo ngaba ne-problem before 2014 into leyana kayiphelanga lokhu bebancitha ama-permit. So thina sikwenza nje njengenhlanhla uZimbabwe community in South Africa siyakhulumisana futhi lohulumende ukuthi kube le ndlela okungaba le-waiver khona ukuthi abantu laba babevele bephiwe ama-permit ngo-2014 banikwe futhi ama-permit nxa kuyikuthi phakathi kuka-2014 lo-2017 kabazange babe lamanye amacala nxa kuyikuthi ama-fingerprint alokhu ekhomba icala umuntu alenza mhlawumbe ngo-2012 yikho esiye sibhizi ngakho le government okwakhathele.
So can you explain that in English, especially on the issue of these minor crimes? What happens when somebody's fingerprints are rejected and all those kind of things?
What is happening is that when you go and submit, you do what they call biometric. It links with the police head office. If you were once arrested, whether for being illegal in the country or for any other crime, your fingerprint will simply appear in the system and it will record negative. So what the Home Affairs Department does is that they will then reject you on the basis that your fingerprints are coming out as negative. Therefore, you have 10 days to go to court and make an application to court. If you can't, within 30 days, you must then return to your country of origin. In this case, they have to go back to Zimbabwe. If you can't, then they will assist you. That means deportation. So you will recall that that in 2014, a similar thing happened where people were rejected on the basis that their fingerprints were negative. We then approached the Department of Home Affairs there to waiver what we considered as a minor crime, like assault, drinking and driving, and so forth. So a lot of people received the amnesty on that. But what is now happening is that the same crime that one committed, say, in 2012, the fingerprints still appear as negative. So Home Affairs is continuing to deny these applicants who are holders of ZSP, these new permits. Mm-hmm. So I engaged with the Department of Home Affairs to ensure that they waiver, particularly those that did not commit any crime in between 2014 when they were issued with the ZSP to now when they submitted
the ZSP. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Mapena. Yes. Thank you so much. Let me cut you short a little bit, then we'll come back to you again. Siye kubabalale lapha. Silomnumzana uNkomo lo Peter. So, kutasa ngu Peter.
Va Peter Matshwayi Magadi.
Tumofara makasimbo wele, baba.
Takasimba mkoma totena na kubatwa kama ita parunare. Muri kupi?
Imi ziri kufara ndiri kudebeni.
Debeni. Tiudze uti shimshaka mirase kudebeni uko.
No, kuno kudebeni kwa kanaka, baba. Tinungoti nina uji yema permiti kuno uku. Ambuzukura tiri kunyanyowana ndiri mabasa atinoshanda muno muSouth Africa kunyanya vakomana vari kuno kuDurban vanoita mabasa ekudrive saka chinoitika ndechekuti mumahabha matinopinda umu tinosangana nemapurisa ari kuno kumahabha kunoku anoti kana permit yako yakaexpire unofanira kunge wakadzokera kumusha.
Mm.
Saka vamwe manje havasi kutenderana nekuda kuona bepari area sleepy yatakapiwa kubva kuHome Affairs. Mapurisa anotokunetsa zvisingaite, unotodyirwa mari ipapo.
Mm. Saka muri kukurudzira here kuti vanhu vasaende kuhabha kana muri kuti
aiwa tinotoda ribatsiro ipapo rwakasimba kubva kune veHome Affairs vatibatsire kuita because hubha ndokubasa kwedu kwatinosinzira.
Mm.
Saka maji tikasatatsa kuenda kuhabha ikoko hatiwanise vana chikafu.
I know. Regai tigozonzwa kuti masangano atinawo pano vachabata sei nyaya iyo, tichavapira maita basa zvikuru. Gibbs is saying that the main problem that most people in South Africa, Zimbabweans are facing, especially those who are drivers, is the police at the harbor who are not recognizing the waiting slips. Mm-hmm. And he says that's a big problem. You have to end up parting with a sum of money to make sure that you grease the palms of the police details.
So in Nigeria, they call that a token of appreciation.
Yes.
I don't know in South Africa,
maybe.
That's
why I say they grease the hands.
Yeah, okay. So, silo Baba Nkomo, Baba Nkomo, Baba Nkomo, uchona jan?
Yo, again.
Hai, situende kakulu Nkomo, natuta, wasimilu ngatini, kwenye nitu ya mapemiti le yashu pale, weno, kubama jan, kunoko.
I South Africa is one of the best countries in the world. It's a long time ago. I want to go to the home. Then, almost been a certain deal. I was mailing up. But I want to have an advisor. South Africa is one of the best countries in the world. Number one in Africa. Not number two in the world. It's like Britain, Baba. That's why Britain is not even in Zimbabwe. Is of Ulama business, America, Toto, China local. And I get peeling on China local. My only visitor that in China about Pilan and Rashemakan. Only Britain, America, France, Australia, Wuy, the Chemin, Siso Pilagas, Zimbabwe, Paiso, Kona, like South Africa. It is very different. It was a long is a local, Moba in Malaysia, in the Nisala Paris, in Mina. Local and understand the problem of an into business up and Navanda was in the home of Sama Pinito Nara, and that Sanganila, who would in the Valley Charlie and Grappa Lapana, and as in the Usas over Kona, we are with Kanta. It's a sort of thing you can be the Baba.
You
must be number 10 billion, Bazo Lunga Konago.
When I get now, Subona, I want to be Zimbabwe, Aban Nang, Bamanjan, whatever the papers are. Oh, Pina Lavas.
I the complaint. That's why I'm telling you, business in South Africa. I want to have a problem so far. I abakabi le problem ngisho kancane le bank ingangena ngikhumela kuphakathi ba understand abantu be bank phakathi masikhuluma labo anga ingazi engxe ngaba khona futhi hayi angi seta standard bank yithi right ngoba abantu bakithi ngaba advise bengene standard bank I have the problem la
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu bosela ukucina baba Nkomo.
Yeah, elokucina bese ngani ngiyafumambijana yabona iminyaka yonke lele sisola izana ukuthi i-wrong. Namhlanje into emangalisayo labo bantu ababothwayo babinyelwe ngabantu be-NDC baba-defend ukuthi hhayi ba-right lapha laphana abayenzwa ngokubi. Izanu bayisolelani ma bedipenda labo bantu namhlanje abayiyekele futhi ukuthi i-right or bafuna imali kubantu bezanu asikwazi kuthi futhi labantu bezimbabwe kufuze bengayitrusti i-NDC ngoba
kothi ke udabalolo Nkomo kaNyongolo baba Nkomo
bese ngidampela kokunye kuda
ye sibona ngazani singenza njalo lo munye uzabuya lokwakhe lapha lokunye okunye lapha sibe sikhangela kakhulu ama-permits lawa yinto eqakatheke kakhulu nxa sikhuluma labo ngqabuto khonapha kungani kukhona okuningi esikhuluma ngabo labo ngakho so ukhona ungqabuto lapha akumbuze ufuna ukumbuza khona ama-permits wona lawa
ya bese ngicinga-ke okokugcina besicela isikhathi esihambile se-7 years sibuzwa abantu abavele yarala sicela one ukuthi upresident ovele emathebeleleni baba like esibone ukuthi yesileka ngaphi 2018 sento ozabuya emathebeleni whatever size emathebeleni like ikhokhele ke sibone ukuthi yesileka ngaphi
hayi kuyazwakala
kuyazwakala
Nkomo kodwa-ke hayi ngitsho nje ukuthi lapha inkinga esingaba layo baba Nkomo yikuthi siyagcina sikhuluma kakhulu into ezingahambelani le topic yalamhla so esifuna ukukhuluma ngakho lapha into zama-permit lokhu siza kulungisa kuyabuya kuhlelo ngiyakuthembisa ngolwesihlanu ngiyabe ngikhuluma ngakho khonoko kuzibaba today asihlangane khona ngale sicoke ngakhonoko bonani kunjalo baba siyabonga kakhulu Enkomo baba so Mr. Nkomo wanted to talk about so many things so
I know.
But he's allowed to do that. But the problem is that our time is almost up,
and
we just want to wrap up
this kind of issue.
So you may go to Tino.
We have Mr. Donald Mamboma.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Before we go to Mr. Mambo, Mamboma, magadi.
Ribom
kuma jenga, nam kuma jid zimrite nasi ndoda kuita strict nengu wa kuita stinch shayu zukuo mera. Mungo tidi mumkoma doni.
Nyaya ndo na sukuti ya kata kata era ya na baba kuchiku kabine drisha fu ya wazuma paka biso wa minister henyo mgize kuhuma fi ndo paka changa nyaya ndo ndo mkati kando wakanga wa edipenda ma wakanga wa bumira wa zizangwa zizi kwa kutuwa wanzi kwa na maungu 4 years kumbeli saka kuchinjo kwa wakai kwa ministeri ya wachisa kunengwe ministeri ya wawa iku sino ya higher education paka tu afrika ndo nukutu deo wanga wa ripo wakwa kwa mirira nyaya kusaka ku wakwa kwa utama na maungu wa wangu kwa mili kano yange even yoku minister of finance kana kukusevo ilikune zema bengi kwa kuti kana wana wambu wale gaya wope jimu wa shiki wa chati pa waka miri ya makwara wa kuta adi abude bozi nandaka tere ya pa redi zongulomu pande mkuma wana wakuzi mnu wakumu shi wakwa shi wako nzengi nenya ya wa hiti maria wewe ni yaka freeze wa mbengi wapse saka pa maprizina ya radio station nacho SFM wati mangwana wa changi wa chifoni la abza wacho kwa uyato uto kwa uto kwa uto kwa uto kwa uto kuti position yavo vemabhengi yakamira papi panyaya vanhu vakanga vakamirira mapendi ari kutadi abudi isati satara idina wasiti takangotarisira kuti chikwanise kuvana unoti ushande zvakanaka munhu hunge une magwarewa ya plus kuti ugarewo zvakanaka asi hatinongoshanda hedu asi izvezvi tangoti hunge unawo magwarewao saka tatakatomira kuti chikwanise kana pane chirongwa chekuti isu vako asina tikwanise kupinda papo tachitotarisirao izvozvo dei vanga varipo minista mugenyo mgize no vanenge varipo havanenge vasiri softi zokuti vangakwanisa kuva vangabatsira zvakanyanya vanobatsira zvavo basi havangabatsiri zvazvita minista mutize
panyayaasi handii ndovarikutongomadhoni handiti ndovatonyora tsamba kumaemployer nekumabhanga kuti batsira izvizvaro zvezimbabwe pane imwe nzira ingapfuura kubatsira ikoko
kana vadaro zvavo ndaipopoaaniosa kana vadaro vagona ndezvine zvakakosha zvavaita vagona ita nogurura vago asi imwe nyaya iri kuitika kunoku ndeyekuti kwakuita kuurayana kwemataxi drivers nemanigerians ari kuita madrugs ari kupawa kuvanaanyayonzinyahupechi
ipapo panoda purufu ipapo panoda purufu ipapo kuti tizive kuti manigerians hamuri kupomera mhosva aya ndivo here vari kuurayana Iyo inyaya tichabata munerimwe zuva mukoma dweni maita basa nhasi regai timbotanisa iripo yemagwaro iyi toenda kuna mukoma Mambeu Gibbs tongoti kuna vamambeu vamambeu mambotaura imi pachirongwa munhau dza 7 muchitaura imi kuti kune nyaya yevanenge vasungwa zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvikasungwa vari kuzoita dambudziko rekuti magwaro avo anobva akanzirwa mungatsanangura zvakamira sei.
Ndinotenda mukoma Njonga. Regai nditi nhasi masikati ndanga ndiri mukoti. Nhau yatiendesa mukoti inhau yekuti pane akanga ane akaapplya maternity iwaya ndokubva anhinganika ndokubva anzi mafingerprints abuda ari negative zvinoreva kuti anga ane case iri pending kumakoti. Saka akabva apiwa notice yekunzi tinokupa 10 days dzekuita application for review. Kana wapedza kuita application for review ukatadza kuita izvozvo unopiwa 30 days dzekuti ubude mukati menyika sekutaurwa kwamboita mamamabhena. Saka tine dambudziko ipapo ndinokumbira kuti vateereri vapanzwisise zvakanaka. Tine dambudziko ipapo pakuti mafingerprints akangobuda ari negative Home Affairs iri kuramba kugashira iyo pachayo internal appeal. Saka kana vachinge vakurambira pawebsite yeVFS inova agent iyo yaitora maapplications aya hapana mukana wekuappeal decision inenge yaitwa naminista. Saka zvazvinoda kuitwa ndezvekuti kune vasati vanosubmita maapplications avo vachiziva kuti vakambopinda mukati memhosva ngavatsvake police clearance inoratidza kuti mhosva dzavo dzakazotaurwa sei dzikapera zvakanaka kana dzichinge dzakazopera zvakanaka vakasara vasina kubatwa nemafingerprints. Asi kana vane mafingerprints chete akasara ikoko idambudziko guru. Saka zvatazoudzwawo kuti pakoti ipapo nemaofficials abva kuHome Affairs vati ivo hatizivi kuti vanga vachinyepa here kana kuti vanga vachireva chokwadi vati ivo government yeZimbabwe negovernment yeSouth Africa vakaita chibvumirano mapemiti asati akunzi akurinyiwa kwaari kuitwa kweZEP. They had an agreement which said that anybody with a pending case should have an automatic rejection or anybody with a negative fingerprint report should be an automatic rejection. So they are saying that is the agreement between the two governments, the government of Zimbabwe and the government of South Africa. So that is the reason why they are not even going into detail to try and understand whether it's a murder case, whether it's shoplifting, whether it's drunken driving. They say we do not care. And they have closed all opportunities internally for application of appeal. They will only direct that you approach the High Court. And we were in the High Court today on such a case. And luckily, we managed to speak with the lawyers from Home Affairs and also our lawyers as the defense attorneys. And we all read an agreement in front of the judge that special case which we had come with today, because the person also got acquitted on the case that was pending, which had caused the fingerprints to be negative. And the judge said, we can only give you an opportunity to force the minister to accept a resubmission of the application. Mm-hmm. So I would also encourage Mr. Mabena on those efforts to say if there is a way that the minister can be made to relook the strategy as to automatic denial, I can see a lot of problems. And we are already being told that there are about 12,000 of such cases where rejection is being made automatically on the basis of a negative fingerprint. Mm-hmm. But for the case that we particularly went to court today, it became a success. But they said we do not want to set a precedent. And in that draft order that was given by the court, they said this case will not be used as a precedent to try and assist others that will come after the case.
So what are you doing as a Zimbabwe Exodus Forum to rectify Oro? Make sure that this is cleared, because some people would expect you to either approach the Zimbabwe embassy or the South African government that, on that.
We have just been favored with that particular information pertaining to the fact, as they stated it today in court, that the two governments, the South African government and the Zimbabwean government, actually agreed that any negative clearance, any negative fingerprint scenario should be a total rejection. We didn't know about that as Zimbabwe Experts Forum. So we only came to know of it today. And we are also going to be contacting our embassy to try and verify and find out why they would agree to such a scenario, because somebody does not choose to be guilty. You can pass through a crime scene and you can be mistaken for a criminal. So you can only be guilty and be judged. So after a proper competent court has heard your case. So it's quite very unfortunate, and we are also going to be taking it forward as I've indicated, because that is new information which we never had.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mambeu. Let's go to Mr. Ngabuto Mapena. Mr. Mapena, you know, Mr. Mambeu is mentioning a very huge figure here. 12,000 appears to be a large number of rejections. So what are you going to do with it, you know, you guys?
When we work together with Mr. Mambeu, in December, we spoke to the consulate general in Johannesburg in respect to these negative fingerprints. You had indicated that he needed us to meet in January, so we hope we'll be meeting with him soon to also speak to those issues. As I already said earlier on, that we are talking to the Department of Home Affairs, and we are hoping, if all goes well, that we meet with the minister next week, because they are still busy with the ANC rally, which is happening this Saturday, to specifically raise these issues and other matters relating to documentation. We hope that a waiver is going to be granted, as was the case in 2014. We had also a high number in 2014 where people were turned away for the only cases that their fingerprints were negative, and there was a waiver. So we will certain engaged government and ensure that people get us to say. But what we will not do ourselves is to represent the hardcore criminals, people who live through criminality. We will not do that. We condemn criminality and we call upon Zimbabweans who are holders of this permit to desist from any criminal activities, as we will not represent them.
So how would you tell that this one is a hardcore criminal and the other is a small criminal?
This is why when people come to our office, the first question we ask them is, give us proof why your fingerprints are negative. Someone will then go to the police station, and it will show that this person was arrested for drunken driving, this person was arrested for stealing, and so forth and so forth. So we can't represent a person without us having a background to why the fingerprints are negative.
Thank you so much. And we see that, Jonga, there are so many people that are posting messages.
You can read
right
one
now.
Or two, so then you wrap up.
That's right. So I think the first guy that we take here, let's see, what is his name? Tapera. Tapera says, you guys were enjoying the show, and thank you so much for giving us this kind of a show. Then Norma Kabo says, good contribution from Mr. Nkomo. She loved what Mr. Nkomo was saying. And then Chivore Tefson says, I'm listening from Tare, guys, so we are enjoying everything. But don't forget to call us. Maybe.
Call us.
Yeah, she wants to be called.
Yeah.
Then Akim says, I'm watching you from Karoi. You know where Karoi is?
Yeah, in the Chikangwe.
He never changed his number, right?
No, Karoi, it's always Karoi.
And then Innocent Munyai says, I'm in Butiriro. Then Apel Bonde says, I'm in Cape Town. You know where Cape Town is?
Zanzi.
Mzanzi.
Oh, Mzanzi.
Kujalo point. So, do you have anybody that...
We can give Mr. Mambeu just 30 seconds.
Not even 30, 15.
15, okay. 15 seconds, Mr. Mambeu. Your last word.
What I would want to urge our people is that, especially those that have not yet applied, they must check their fingerprint status. Otherwise, it will leave them in very big trouble. And they should also realize that the fingerprint clearance process takes about 6 weeks. And that length of time can really bring things...
Mr. Mambeu, thank you. Thank you so much. 15 seconds is up. You know, usually when you give... He's not a politician, right? No. When you give a politician 15 seconds, it's 15 hours.
Oh, yeah.
So, sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it here. We thank our guest this evening, Mr. Ngabuto Mapena, representing Zimbabwean community in South Africa, and Mr. Tino Mambeu of the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Bye-bye.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri, hoping you'll stay well until we meet again here on Studio 7 Live Talk. Good night.